Virtual influencers are making their way into the music industry, aiming to become pop stars. These digital characters, such as Nunori and Lil Miquela, have already achieved Grammy Awards and held holographic concerts. Nunori, created by German designer Jörg Zuber, has recently signed a record deal with Warner Music, making her the first avatar artist for the label. While her vocals were partly created using artificial intelligence, AI, tools, Warner Music states that AI played a minor role in her creation. However, concerns over the role of AI in music creation and its potential to duplicate artists' sound, style, or image are growing. According to Marek Lerche, head of business development at Warner Music Central Europe, virtual influencers like Nunori offer labels more experimentation and flexibility. They can appear in multiple places simultaneously and change their style easily. As a digital character, Nunori presents more opportunities than human artists. This pivot to music follows the footsteps of Lil Miquela, who started releasing tracks in 2017 and has gained millions of views on YouTube. The rise of virtual influencers turned pop stars may unsettle real-life musicians who are already competing for a larger share of revenues in the streaming-dominated music industry. Dr. Shara Rambaran, a musicologist, believes that the entry of virtual influencers into the music arena may create additional competition for musicians who want to showcase their own music. However, she doesn't believe that virtual influencers will completely overtake the industry, as there will always be room for everyone. Nunori is not your average artist. She has been created using motion capture and advanced graphics, allowing her to dance, sing, and model virtually. Nunori has a substantial following on Instagram, a modeling contract, and a customizable appearance. Jörg Zuber, her creator, describes her as a lifetime project, and explains that she was initially designed to address and highlight global issues in a lifelike, 3D form. To achieve her unique voice, Zuber's bass vocals were combined with a melodic track from a professional singer, and algorithms were used to correct and match the singer's voice. While some artists like Grimes and David Guetta embrace AI technology for music production, others like Sting and Ed Sheeran have criticized its use. Jamie Njoku Goodwin, CEO of UK Music, believes that AI offers exciting opportunities for artists and producers but emphasizes the importance of understanding the regulatory and legal landscape to ensure that AI enables human creativity rather than erodes it. In conclusion, virtual influencers entering the music industry as pop stars is a growing trend. While concerns exist about the role of AI in music creation, virtual influencers like Nunori and Lil Miquela offer labels experimentation and flexibility. However, they may pose additional competition for real-life musicians. Despite this, it is unlikely that virtual influencers will completely dominate the music industry, as there will always be room for both virtual and tangible.